We are back today with an unreal amount of AI technology being released and announced by Google at their Google I.O. 2025 event. And Google continues to deliver some absolutely huge product updates and improvements in their AI tech. We have Gemini Live coming to iOS and Android. We have file upload and availability coming to Deep Search. Canvas has got an update with the new create option. We have new VO3 model, a new video generation model. We have a new image model, Imagen 4. We have Flow, a new video creation tool. We have updates to Wisp. We have a new browser assistant, Gemini and Chrome. And we have new tiers and new access availability to the AI plans, the AI subscriptions on Google Gemini. Now, of course, we're going to try out all of these features in the next couple of days. Make sure you check out our episodes.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with an unreal amount of AI technology being released and announced by Google at their Google I.O. 2025 event. And Google continues to deliver some absolutely huge product updates and improvements in their AI tech, and they continue to be a very competitive thorn in the sides of OpenAI and the other competitors in the space. And they have me wondering if they may just be the new AI leader at the end of the day. So let's get into all of the announcements from I.O. 2025. I think what we'll do is we'll break each of them down in today's episode. And then in the coming days, we'll do little demos of each of these tools as well. Any that we can, of course. So make sure you keep your eye out for those episodes in the coming days. So right off the bat is the news that Gemini Live, which is basically their current iteration of Project Astra, which allows you to turn on your camera, share your screen on your phone with your AI model, is now available on Android and iOS, which is huge. This means that we literally now have the power of Gemini's AI models, which are increasingly powerful when you talk about models like 2.5 Pro, in our pockets, being able to help us in the real world with what we're seeing and interacting with every single day. Additionally, the coming news is that Gemini Live will be integrating with apps coming soon on your phone, like your Gmail, your calendar, whatever those apps might be. So your little live screen sharing assistant should now be able to act on those, or soon will be able to act on those as well in the near future. Next up, we have the release of their latest image and video generation models, Imagen 4 and VO3, VO3 being their latest video gen model. One of the biggest bits of news or announcements about VO3 is the fact that it's actually going to generate sound along with your video generations. Now, of course, the models are boosting improved adherence, higher quality, all of these things. And I do have to say, from a few of the examples that we've seen, or at least that I've seen here on X, it is quite impressive, and we will show you a few of those when we do our deep dive on VO3. Some of them even have some pretty dynamic dancing motions or things like that. In fact, I just went ahead and pulled up my screen, so now you're seeing some of these examples from VO3 that have been shared by Gemini app on X, and as you can see, they are really quite impressive. Some fun examples here. Here's one of a gentleman eating spaghetti, which is a great example because the example of Will Smith eating spaghetti a couple years ago went very viral for how ridiculously bad it was. And now only a couple years later, here we have this level of advancement. Okay, now next I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about the pricing structure and packages that are being made available by Gemini and the updates to their tiers. There's still a little bit of wackiness and kind of a disparate nature to Google's offerings. And we're going to talk a little bit about that now. It's not perfect the way that everything is structured as far as the packages and the tiers, but I do love the UX of the new generative tools all being in one user interface. So when you talk about like Imagen 4 and VO3, they are both now entirely built into the existing Gemini app. So you can select video or you can just generate an image right from the prompt box in the native app. So it's a super great user experience. It's really just with kind of the organization of their tiers and the access and the availability that I have a little bit of confusion and a problem with, but we're going to talk about that in a second. First, let's talk about two more of their upgrades that they've made to their core features in the Gemini app. One is the deep research and the other is the Canvas tool, which is going to allow you to dynamically work on your output or your files with Gemini. The biggest bit of news here, I think, is the fact that with deep research, you can now upload your own files and documents to provide even more or even greater context to the research that's being done by the model, as far as what you're trying to accomplish, the nature of the research or the work that you do, all of these things. For example, if you have a marketing report or a sales report that's showing a bunch of data or performance numbers, you can ask deep research to compare that with market averages, with competitor averages, with future trends, whatever it might be. You can now provide your own data. Of course, do so at your own discretion. But for Canvas, and this one sounds really amazing too, you can actually now turn your chats into dynamic presentations or interactive little web artifacts with their new create feature. So with your chats, with your work in Gemini, as long as you're using Canvas, you can now generate infographics, quizzes, polls, little interactive web pages, all of these. On top of that, Canvas got an actual intelligence upgrade as well, now having access to 2.5 Pro. Another little cool feature that we'll have to throw into one of our demo episodes in the coming days is Gemini in Chrome. And this is an early access tool for Gemini. So we will have to wait and see if it's enabled for us in Chrome. But basically, you have the power of Gemini's AI browsing every page with you, if you're, of course, browsing in Chrome only, but it can help you digest, summarize, interpret any of the information that you copy and highlight and ask it about. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about that wonky, disparate nature of the packaging and the pricing and some of the stuff that kind of had me confused when I was doing some of my research for this episode. And it wasn't exactly tied to the announcement at the I/O 2025 event, although they did offer these new AI pricing packages and features along with the event. So I want to talk about Google's plans and access first. Their new AI plans now have two new tiers, a pro plan, which was kind of the current $20 a month subscription with Gemini Pro. And with that, you get Gemini 2.5 Pro, you get VO2 video generation, you get limited Whisk and Flow and Notebook LM use. So basically all of the standard features, but notably not the new models like Imagen 4 and VO3. But these standard features are highly limited at this pro subscription tier. So where you actually end up getting a ton of value, although it is a bit of a price hike, is at the new Ultra plan, which is priced technically at $250 per month, although there is a deal going on right now. I highly recommend you hop on that discount. You get 3 months of access for, I think, $125 or something like that. On this Ultra plan, there's a ton of benefits. You get all of the highest limits for those tools like we were talking about, but also early access to other tools. And this is a big one, the new Deep Think mode of Gemini 2.5 Pro, the new VO3 model that's been released, the new Imagen 4 model, the advanced modes of the Flow and Whisk tools, early access to their agentic project, Mariner. So just a ton of value at this price. And the big one for me, and the one that I've been putting off for a while, but when I saw that it was rolled in here, was actually a big reason why I decided to pull the trigger and go with this Ultra membership. And that is an inclusion of the YouTube Premium offering into this deal. And you also get 30 terabytes of Google storage availability with that. Now, the next kind of layer of my confusion was the difference between the personal and the business types of Google accounts. So the personal Google accounts are the ones that can actually technically become Google One accounts. And these are what are going to have access to these Google AI plans, the Pro and the Ultra plans. Well, on the business side, the business accounts are actually Google Workspaces or Google Workspace accounts. And these are actually a little different. They're not actually going to have access to the same plans as the personal accounts or the Google One setup. Instead, they're only going to have Gemini capabilities added to all of your Google Workspace apps. So only personal accounts can sign up for these new AI plans. And this is something that I'm a little frustrated by and a little disappointed in. I really want the advanced AI, the Google One options accessible on my Google Workspace email, the one I use for so much of my work. But we can talk more about that maybe in a future episode. Again, with the business plan, you get the built-in helpers on your existing apps. And honestly, I think if you're a solo creator or a solo entrepreneur at this point, running your own business, and you don't necessarily have large teams that you need to coordinate through or to give access to things and all that, I would go Google One and get access to these amazing AI models and these amazing features, as well as a bunch of storage as well. Okay, moving on, because we're still only probably about halfway through all of the amazing announcements from Google. The next ones we're going to talk about are changes to their search mode, as well as the agentic nature coming to search. First, they have launched a new AI mode in the Google search interface. Essentially, it's an AI chat kind of experience, much like ChatGPT. It's got that kind of style to it, and it goes well beyond just the search function. Now, you do need to turn this on in Google Labs right now, but basically, it's going to do what any other LLM or chatbot can do. It's going to discuss and expand and create around what you're searching for and what you're talking about. And this is kind of what happens in Perplexity. And this is what was going to happen to Perplexity, for instance, when Google started coming out with their own version of a Perplexity type tool with this AI mode. So you have all the capability of search, but you add on a deeper level of intelligence with a custom Gemini search model. And it's actually going to be able to take your queries and break them down into subqueries and run all of these concurrently at the same time. And eventually this should include what is being called a deep search option that allows for even more queries, potentially hundreds at the same time, to be run simultaneously and then included in a output report that is generated. Further down within the AI mode of search, you're going to find a new live feature. Again, this is the live feature that we talked about, and it's actually going to be found in the AI search mode. It's going to let you find that live feature we were talking about. Project Mariner is also going to be incorporated here, the agentic technology of Google's. It's actually going to be what's doing the heavy lifting behind your search queries that are going to involve autonomous behavior, autonomous searching, basically not as applicable to the things we talk about on this show, but definitely applicable to AI adoption, which we do talk about quite a lot. Then we have the introduction of a virtual try-on feature, as well as some enhancements being made to AI shopping within the AI search mode. It's going to add a ton of new context to what you're searching for. One example being given or pulled from the blog at Google is that, for instance, if you're asking for handbags for Portland, Oregon in May, not only is it going to do research on handbags that are available and the prices, but it's going to do research on Portland, Oregon in May, what you should get, what your bag should include as far as waterproofing or weatherproofing, what the weather's going to be like in Portland. It's what the type of activities that you're going to do. It's going to take all of this into account when you need to travel. So just a little bit more context being added. You'll be able to see things like live products and results in real time with that search that's being done in a separate panel on the screen, of course. And then this one is really cool, virtual try-on. And we'll have to try this on in a couple of our demos in the coming days as well. And this is basically going to allow you to upload a photo of yourself and do just what it sounds like, try on a bunch of outfits virtually. Apparently, this is using a very specific model that really understands body shapes and anatomy and fashion and how to kind of map those outfits to different body shapes. The rundown.ai also did a newsletter today on all of these announcements, so definitely go check that out. I mean, yesterday, excuse me, was when that newsletter came out. One thing they say, and it's not quite a direct quote, is that it feels like they have a bunch of projects, Google that is, have a bunch of projects that have been in the works now for years and years, and they're all kind of crossing the finish line at the same time. And I'm sure it's been nothing short of celebratory over there, being able to launch all of this amazing stuff and announce it over the last couple months. Now, as we round out our episode about all of these features, a couple more little generative creative tools that I wanted to talk about. One is Flow, which is an AI video editor that combines Gemini, Imagine, and Veo into one powerful filmmaking platform. And again, this one is definitely going to be worthy of its own episode in a day or two here, just like Veo 3. We'll also have to check out a tool called Stitch, which again was mentioned in the rundown.ai newsletter from yesterday. They talk about Stitch. It appears to be a web app prototype builder, sort of like Replit or Lovable, probably not as in-depth as those two at this point, but it's going to allow you to build out interactive user interfaces for apps or web apps via simple text prompts, image references, and source images. So we'll definitely be giving Stitch a try also. So that should about do it for the incredible list of AI goodness that Google released from Google I.O. We have Gemini Live coming to iOS and Android. We have file upload and availability coming to Deep Search. Canvas has got an update with the new create option. We have new Veo 3 model, a new video generation model. We have a new image model, Imagine 4. We have Flow, a new video creation tool. We have updates to Wisk. We have a new browser assistant, Gemini in Chrome. And we have new tiers and new access availability to the AI plans, the AI subscriptions on Google Gemini. Now, of course, we're going to try out all of these features in the next couple of days. Make sure you check out our episodes. Definitely make sure you try out these features yourself from Google if you are able, if you have an existing subscription, or you can bump up your tier maybe to that Ultra with this discount. Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed our show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified when we release our next episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.